Sophie and the Sibyl by Patricia Dunker. Narrated by Helen Johns. Three epigraphs. She is an object of great interest and great curiosity to society here. She is not received in general society, and the women who visit her are either so émancipées as not to mind what the world says about them, or have no social position to maintain. Lewis dines out a good deal, and some of the men with whom he dines go without their wives to his house on Sundays. No one whom I have heard speaks in other than terms of respect of Mrs. Lewis, but the common feeling is that it will not do for society to condone so flagrant a breach as hers of a convention and a sentiment, to use no stronger terms, on which morality greatly relies for support. I suspect that society is right in this. I do not believe that many people think that Mrs. Lewis violated her own moral sense, or is other than a good woman in her present life, but they think her example pernicious, and that she cut herself off by her own act from the society of the women who feel themselves responsible for the tone of social morals in England. Charles Eliot Norton to G. W. Curtis, 29th of January 1869. Cited in Gordon S. Haight, George Eliot, A Biography. Oxford, Oxford University Press, 1968, page 409. It often astonished us what trash he would tolerate in the way of novels. The chief requisites were a pretty girl and a good ending. George Darwin comments on his father's reading. Cited in Janet Brown, Charles Darwin, The Power of Place. Volume 2 of A Biography. London, Jonathan Cape, 2002, page 68. What is the function of the epigraph? I always read them carefully. The writing which surrounds writing may well be written in code, but will also offer a key, a clue, if you like, to the author's intentions. And in this case, the two quotations above are particularly revealing. Our author is one of those sentimental people who need to admire their chosen heroes and heroines. She cannot bear it if her appointed gods turn out to be made of flesh and blood, with personal vanities and frailties as disappointingly tedious as our own. I think she has scores to settle with Mr. Darwin and Mrs. Lewis, but she adores them both, and that is her weakness. Her vindictive little game is undermined by love. The narrator of Sophie and the Sibyl comments on her author's intentions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?